Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House and Republicans happy with last night's congressional address in which President Trump declared,
"Citizens, America is back."
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has reaction.
They feel that he set the right tone, that it was optimistic, I'm told. That was the word that one White House official just used to describe this to me. Look, the president did what he came to do in the sense that he laid out everything that he's done in the last 44 days in office, that flurry of executive actions, trying to really crystallize for the American people what he's done so far, also trying to sell some of what he's done, especially when it comes to DOGE and these efforts to overhaul the federal government. And
Democrats sat on their hands during the speech or held up signs that said false during many of the president's statements. Ukrainian President Zelensky says on X the Oval Office blow up last week was regrettable and he stands ready to work on a lasting peace for his country. This is ABC News. New York Mayor Eric Adams is set to testify before Congress today on the city's response to the Trump administration's immigration plan. ABC's Phil Tate is on Capitol Hill.
Mayor Adams is in our nation's capital, and he's set to testify before the House committee in just hours. He'll be one of three other mayors that will be questioned on immigration enforcement as well as their sanctuary city policies. But Mayor Adams is set apart from the other three mayors from Boston, Chicago, and Denver who will testify, not only because of his public questioning of New York City law, rather his relationship with the Trump administration after the president's Justice Department directed prosecutors to drop his corruption charges.
Vietnam generates a big part of its economy through tourism and fishing, and both things are in danger of disappearing because the coral reefs have not trying. They have dried up because of overfishing, climate change, and pollution. Environmental experts are warning of better management to safeguard the vital and threatened ecosystems. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Val Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader, is also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made two or three threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed a video at halftime where first three steps we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that, and we took that away from them.
College hoops. It's the Badgers at Minnesota tonight in the border battle. Marquette on the road at UConn. The Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a three-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Kieran Culkin is now an Oscar winner, having won the award for Best Supporting Actor last Sunday night. However, if Culkin had his way, someone else would have won. Just 2 weeks before the film written by Jesse Eisenberg was to start shooting, Culkin said he almost quit because the last season of Succession went on longer than anticipated and he wanted to spend time with his family. Culkin also won the Golden Globe and Screen Actors Guild Award for his performance. Being a good dad only goes so far. Speaking of the Culkins, Kieran Culkin has come a long way from playing Fuller McAllister in Home Alone alongside his brother Macaulay. Macaulay attended after parties with his wife Brenda and said he knew his younger brother was going to win because of where they sat him in proximity to the stage. The older Culkin was asked if he would see his brother later that night, and his response was, "I'm not sure. He's a busy guy." He's now Academy Award-winning actor Kieran Culkin. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rainfall in the overnight and steady temperatures in the mid and upper 30s. A blustery northeast wind. On Wednesday, snow will develop across the area as temperatures falling into the upper 20s. Total accumulation 1 to 2 inches. Right now it's 37.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Dom is back in the seat with Matt Rothschild as co-host. Was that a state or a union we saw last night? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
What? There we go. Pete comes in here, right? This happened again last night. So yeah. Here we are.
Getting... Mess with our stuff.
All right, now we're good. We're good.
Oh, man, I'm tired from...
From what, John?
6 mile walk this morning around town.
Yeah, okay.
6 bleeping miles.
Huh, yeah. When I left the Heights last night, you were looking pretty comfortable on that bar stool.
I walked it off this morning. Oh, is that why you're feeling a little
That's
under the
weather? That's what he said. I said, did you get home?
You know what song I had in my mind the whole time?
What?
Walking in the rain with the one I love.
Nice, good play.
1974?
I said to...
Neil Sedaka? Paul Anka? One of those guys. I get Neil Sedaka. Neil Sedaka?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Laughter in the Rain?
Oh, Laughter. I thought it was Walking in the Rain.
No.
Oh, Laughter.
I hear Laughter in the Rain.
Oh, I thought it was... Okay.
I said to John, did you watch...
But Rainy Days and Mondays always get me down. Karen Carpenter.
There you go.
She's the only really skinny girl I ever had a crush on. What?
From the mind of Mino.
Yeah.
I usually like a little more something at a time.
Okay.
I don't get into that.
Brain drops anyway, keep falling on my head.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. You know, I just saw that movie the other day. I had never seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I'm like
Boy,
the only
old.
Guy.
That that's the 70s.
That was 1969.
Oh.
But Frank Zappa's a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I got a text where I finally saw the Bob Dylan movie, Complete Unknown. Loved it. Shame it didn't win one Oscar. Can't wait to see Dylan April 6th in Green Bay. Man, how did we not get tickets for that? We gave, you know who we gave that to? Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
Your intern.
He does not know who Bob Dylan is.
No, but remember we told him, we said, hey, you got a job to do today. We got all kinds of stuff going on. Get on the horn. As soon as the tickets are for sale, here's our credit card numbers.
Oh,
get us some tickets.
We gave him the assignment.
Remember that?
Okay, yeah, that I remember. How's it doing, Ryan?
We get on that tickets, assignment. Man? You get on that assignment, Ryan. Wow.
We just got a text.
Yeah.
This is your song, Mino.
Oh, I remember this one.
Fool in the Rain.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Nicely done. Nicely done. How can we? Bob Dylan's coming to town and we're not going.
Widener. Right?
I can honestly say, you know, I always tell people, when I was at Arizona State, I am so proud that I got shot down by the hottest co-eds in America. Okay? I can proudly say that I have missed out on the biggest entertainers in the world coming to Green Bay. And I rue everyone. I can't believe I didn't go see the Eagles. Can't believe I didn't go see McCartney just for the sake of seeing McCartney.
Yeah.
Can't believe I didn't see Billy Joel. Can't believe I didn't see Rod Stewart. Can't believe I didn't see Elton John.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
And I mean, they're done, basically. I mean, not done, but I mean, it's...
Oh, those...
They could go at any time,
that, right? Absolutely. I mean, Eagles are gone, of course.
Right.
McCartney's not doing anything else.
Did Elton John say he's done?
Elton John's done.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. We missed it. We missed out on it.
Why do you miss those things? Do you forget or do you...
Cheap. Usually cheap.
Then why don't... You know what you should do?
I boycotted the Eagles, who's one of my favorite bands of all time. Love everything they've ever done. But it was $100 a ticket or $200 a ticket or something. It's like, I'm drawing the line there. It's like...
I know you're not in this category, but this is what I tell my people who are...
Although, may I say one thing real quick? I am $200 richer today than I was yesterday at this
time. You are. That you are. I was there.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian, from the Heights. The great contest that they do. You know what I did is I bought everybody a drink then afterwards.
You didn't.
I knew that was a lie while he was saying it.
Would you let me live out my dream in my head?
I wonder how much of that $200 you have left, because when I left, you were... And then I said to him this morning, I said, hey, did you get home time to watch, you know... State of the Union address? He goes, no, I stayed a while.
Well, you got to mean that you,
well, you win.
$200. When you win, you got to give some of it back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And hors d'oeuvres. Yeah, that. Yeah. I probably would have stayed too had I won. But
I've got to tell you, I mean, I know Heights is one of our sponsors, but that upstairs room, if you haven't been there, and if you've got a Christmas party or an office.
Birthday party.
Whatever it is, that room's spectacular.
We had our Christmas party there a couple weeks ago, and not only was the atmosphere great, but the service was great, and the food was... Yeah.
Pete said that last night. Yeah. Oh, I told him, I said, where are you going? I'm going to the Heights. He goes, oh, yeah, that was great.
He can't beat it.
Yeah.
Can't beat it.
Pete's losing a little weight.
What's that?
Pete's losing a little weight.
Oh, is he?
Pete Schwabe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's working on it.
He is.
Yeah.
I never thought of him as overweight. Is he?
I don't know.
You know, 20 pounds, right?
Maybe.
Isn't everybody?
I think he did the same thing we did around the holidays. You get that little scoop up a little
no,
bit.
No, but you can tell, because I haven't seen him, but it's like, wow, you look good.
You didn't
Pete.
See him since the Christmas party 2 weeks ago?
You know what? He was sitting.
That's right.
I mean, he was. He was.
That's right.
You know what's so funny is this week, I don't know why I decided, like this week, I said, this is the week now. I mean, I got my birthday coming up. I got a goal, what I'm going to be down to. You know, it's nice to have those goals.
It's Ash Wednesday.
It's at, you know, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's like this. So the other night, it's like, you know what? I'm going to go to Waverly's in Two Rivers. Get a 20-inch meat lover's pizza. You know, it's like, that's all right. I'm starting.
Exactly. That's fine. That's.
Yeah.
Okay. So today's the day? Today's the day for me.
Yeah, but it's like yesterday, Dom brings in the Putschkeys.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
Kevin brings in other things.
Yeah.
We go do the thing, Todd, in one of the videos. We'll be talking about this with Landon tomorrow. Go to the crowd and goes, hey, you guys can't leave. Got a pizza coming out. And meat lovers with a big thing.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what. It's like, I said, no, I'm really not that hungry. They make their own crust. Oh. The mushrooms, they slice them up and saute them in garlic.
Mushrooms.
And then they put them on the pizza. I mean, it's not like, you know, sometimes people just put pizza on and
they saute them in butter and garlic.
Right. And then they put
those
on.
You could eat just the mushrooms.
Right. We're picking them off. And,
yeah.
And so, you know, I'm with you on that. Just added to the diet today.
Hey, you got to splurge once in a while.
I know. Yeah.
You
well,
do,
I did that
right?
all because, of course, it was Shrove Tuesday. That's because it was Fat Tuesday.
Right.
But today I would have to say no to
But when you're coming right off of your little chart... You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
In the obesity chart.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yesterday.
You know what I mean? That's in my mind.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be so bad if they didn't have the diagram. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that wasn't
the drawing of the eye.
It wasn't any surprise.
Sarah says you can buy resale tickets for about 3 times the price. Yeah, Sarah. Today is, I was just telling you, I saw the forecast from Marquette. Can you look it up real quick,
Todd? Yeah, I'll do that.
It sounds horrific. Up in the UP right now. I mean, like, horrific. They said around Marquette, 50 mile by Lake Superior, 50-mile-an-hour winds. And at one time, at least maybe they've changed it, but at one time they were saying 20 inches of snow.
But expect with this storm. How happy the snowmobilers and skiers are.
But they've had it all winter.
No.
I mean, up there they do.
Okay. I don't.
Yeah, around here, yeah. But up there, those trails.
Spring break coming up.
Out in the woods.
I'll see if I can make that big enough for you.
Thank you. That's what...
That's what she said.
<laughs> 6:13
The show came to an end on a rainy morning.
It was an early morning.
Blizzard warning in effect until 1 o'clock on Thursday morning. Heavy snow, blizzard conditions, 8 to 12 inches along the lakeshore, and between 14 and 20 in the higher terrain of the Huron Mountains.
Michigami.
Yep. High winds 40 to 50 mile an hour.
Wow. Yeah, that's
20 inches and 40-mile-an-hour winds. Welcome to the UP.
Oh, nice day to stay home.
You know, they won't.
No, they probably
won't. They won't. They probably won't. Yeah. No, they won't. It is rainy here in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh. 38 degrees, 39 and 38 in Green Bay, 39 in Appleton, 37 in Oshkosh. Oshkosh forecast. Rain switching to snow. Falling temperatures just sounds like. Is that rain? Is it going to go below freezing?
No. Is it?
Will it?
I didn't look like it did.
And with all this rain, that could be.
It's going to be. It's going to go below freezing by about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh,
hey, that'll be like Dallas all over again.
A week from today, 55, 60.
Is that the prediction,
mm-hmm.
or is that just you saying that?
No, that's the prediction.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll take that. Today is Chinese Doodle Day.
Cheese Doodle Day. Okay.
Did I say Chinese?
So it's kind of like, you know, the big puffy Cheetos? You know what I'm talking about? Big puffy ones?
The round ones?
Yep. Well, kind of like the round ones.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
So that's what it is. I have to tell you that a...
Oh, that's what Cheese Doodle is?
Yeah. A Flaming Hot Cheeto just sold at auction for $88,000 because of the way it looks.
Oh, that's cool when they have shapes. You know,
yep.
You see like
$88,000 for a Flaming Hot Cheeto.
Oh, my lordy, lordy, lordy.
Don't you think there's some guy in the plant kind of doing it? You know, because it's supposed to be like just
creating
random.
It's
all random. Oh, my God, look at it. It looks like Jesus, or it looks like this dog or something. Anything. I just think I would be some guy in the back saying, look, I'm going to send this through.
No disrespect to people sometimes, especially on Ash Wednesday, but there have been so many, I see Jesus in my toast.
This isn't the day.
And they put it all over.
That is true.
Isn't that true?
That is true.
Today's also, I can't pronounce that word.
Absinthe.
Day. Absinthe.
Yeah, absinthe.
Absinthe?
Absinthe.
Absinthe.
Yep.
Absinthe. Is it absinthe?
Absinthe.
Absinthe. Yep. And what is that exactly?
I'm not sure. It's some kind of...
Is it liquor? I mean, licorice?
No, I don't think that's...
Like,
no,
is it licorice flavored?
I don't think you got the right word there, but let me look.
Absinthe is an anise-flavored spirit derived from several plants, including the flowers and leaves of something I can't say.
So that's that... Okay.
It's kind of green color.
But what do you use it for then?
It's a flavor, right?
Oh, it's a flavor, right?
Absinthe.
Yep.
I think they need a day because nobody knows what the hell it is.
Absolutely.
So at least we're talking
absinthe.
About it. Don't think we would have talked about it if it wasn't their day.
Does that feel like you're slurring absinthe? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, missing your absinthe. Two front teeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today's, of course, Ash Wednesday. Got to be honest, going to the Catholic schools back today, that was a big day, man.
And just leave those ashes. Don't take them off.
No.
Yeah.
That was a big day.
Yeah.
Invest in Veterans Week.
That's correct.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
It's basically helping organizations and veterans who are in need.
Awesome. Yep. I did not know there was a week.
There is.
Fantastic.
That's awesome. Yes.
We will get somebody on. We'll talk about that today. Chocolate chip cookie week. Week.
Yeah. All weeks, right? They're changing day to week. All right. That's just.
And again, I'm
not my favorite.
Not defending myself once. I'm just reiterating.
Yeah.
I'm reiterating. My mom's chocolate chip cookies looked a lot like those cookies we had at the event. That's all I'm saying. I love Josephine more than anything, but her cookies looked like the ones we had because she didn't use a lot of sugar and made the bag of chocolate chips extend for like the year.
They weren't that.
Yeah.
She didn't have that many in there.
Yes.
My sisters and I.
But they were dog biscuits, just in case anybody didn't hear what happened.
My sisters and I get together like once a month and just kind of have a round table. How you doing? Yeah. You know, blah, blah, blah. And we always bring up memories. And your conversation about the cookies and your mom's chili came up.
And Kool-Aid.
And Kool-Aid came up in conversation because my mom was the same way.
I figure she was.
She could make everything last forever.
Yes.
You know?
Whatever it asked for, she'd normally put in like half at the most.
Right.
Maybe a third. Yeah. We got a fun show today. We got Cheese Curd Nick, of course, coming in. We've got Tony Giese, Heritage Auction, local guy who has a phenomenal job with Heritage Auction. Back after this.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS. Ready for the ultimate getaway? Picture this, a cozy cabin in Wisconsin's Northwoods, surrounded by nature's beauty, crystal clear lakes, and endless adventure. Be it fishing, boating, snowmobiling, or just kicking back by a campfire under the stars. This is relaxation like never before.
cook your own meals, enjoy private docks, and even bring your furry friends along for the ride. It's a perfect spot for family fun, a romantic retreat, and more. What kind of trip are you planning? Book your Northwoods vacation rental at SimpleLifeRentals.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh West teams. March 14th is Girls Varsity Basketball State versus WIAA at Green Bay Resch Center. March 15th is Girls Varsity Basketball Sprawl versus WIAA at Green Bay Resch Center. And also that day is Boys Varsity Basketball Sectionals versus WIAA at Oshkosh North High School. March 18th is both the Girls and Boys Varsity Track Invitational against multiple schools, 4 p.m. at UWO. For more events and details, visit OWHSWildcats.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Welcome back. Mine on the mayor.
Go ahead and wait for a cue on that from now on. I'll give you one of those when I turn the mics on.
Cold.
Sorry, a coffee machine's a little slow today.
Yes. Blame the coffee machine.
Some days it's slower than... Look at the mess. Look at this.
So we had punch keys in the studio yesterday.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And I had to clean up after y'all. That was fun.
Get the
that
chisel
was good.
Out.
And then pretty much because some of it was ground into the floor.
Right. That frosty, or those fillings.
Oh, those were
I was talking to Con last night, but he didn't know what that was.
He didn't know what a punch key is.
And he didn't know it was filled. So, you know, he's wearing it. You know, because there's so much in there.
You got
to
be careful.
I was surprised that I had that.
You almost have to lean over a plate.
I don't know if I had poppy seed, but.
The Facebook said, hey, what is your favorite flavor? I said, anything but prune. Why does anybody make anything with prunes? Even kolaches with the prunes.
No, those are pretty
give me
popular.
Raspberries. Yeah. Give me blueberry. But why prune? Nobody likes prunes.
I bet you it's not. Okay, I don't know if they rate those, but it's not going to be the lowest. A lot
it
of
is.
People like
prune is the lowest rated fruit there is, Jim.
You don't know.
I know. Who went to college?
All of us.
I did not, so I'll just back away from that.
Text here, Bill Jarts, of course, retiring in May from TV2.
Yeah.
You know, Bill is one of those guys who's had a phenomenal career. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal career. And the cool part, and this is almost kind of a thing that you talk about, and I give you credit, about the brain drain thing, about you don't always have to leave. I don't think Bill ever worked out of the state of Wisconsin. Bill is Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and that's helped him. I mean, taking away nothing but his time, but I'm just trying to say for these kids who think, well, I'm going to graduate from GB or St. Norbert or Lawrence or whatever, and boy, I'm going to wherever right away for the broadcasting crew. You can forge a phenomenal career in your hometown.
You can. And he went to Northwestern, so he could have.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a good base jumping board to do something else. A couple things on that, though. He had a good life here.
Great.
You know, farm.
Absolutely.
Tractor.
Living in Maribel. No question.
Had he been on Good Morning America, not sure he would have had that life.
No. And that's what I'm saying, though. You don't, because I thought, I'll be totally honest with you. I mean, I mean, the UP is a different story. I could not wait to get out of the UP. I mean, I just, you know, the day I graduated from college, I was going to leave. And I'm happy I did. You know, lived in other states, did that whole thing. Mm-hmm. But I remember one time there was a job opening in Green Bay. For one of the stations, and it was reporting. They actually had a sister station in Escanaba. Okay,
that would be Channel 5, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Remember that?
The sister three.
Yes, you're exactly. WJMN, I think?
Yep.
Okay, so anyway, they were looking for a reporter, like a feature reporter. That station Escanaba was.
Yeah.
You said Green Bay Market, but because it'd be shown in Green Bay, all right? I thought, oh my God, this is right when I was graduating from college and I was looking for a job. And I thought, oh my God, that'd be the most ideal job.
Right.
And the sports director, who I respected like you can't believe, he said, Johnny, you're going to make a million mistakes. You're not going to be very good. You're going to, okay? He said.
How can you not help but respect a guy like that?
Yeah.
But, I'm not kidding, because he's like, I'm just being honest with you. The camera doesn't blink. Like Dan Rather said, it's like, and this is a hard, hard job, and every mistake you made is going to be in front of people you know. Why don't you go someplace where nobody knows you and make those mistakes and then come back good. And then smart. You're polished.
Smart.
And how'd it work out?
Well, that's exactly what I did. I took Twin Falls, Idaho. Trust me. Nobody knew where that was. I cringe now when I watch my stuff. And I remember when Larry McCarron went through so much crap when he started, because he was bad. Like everybody is when they start. And he was ridiculed for years about how terrible he was. Then he became sportscaster. He learned.
Right.
But I'm saying I'm really glad I did that. Where go someplace and make all those mistakes so they're not in front of your friends and family. That's the only advice I give to kids sometimes if you're being this business. You know, go cut your teeth someplace else and then come back polished. So
yeah, it's a strategy. I don't totally agree with that, but yeah, you're going to make mistakes no matter where you are. And in front of my friends and family, those are the people that call me and say, look, man, you got to. This is what you should be doing. They're super honest.
And that's fine. But
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think any graduate, and you get into business, you start making decisions. They're like, this is not the way to do it.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, that makes sense. That you know, I just think that going out and cutting your teeth somewhere else, and I encourage people to do that. I mean, my kids are doing that right now, and I just think it's a different culture. You know, and there's a different environment you're living in.
Now?
When people leave, they experience a different culture,
right.
A different environment. I think that's really healthy.
I agree.
Because you bring the best back with you.
I totally agree.
That's why I think it's good to get out.
And just about Bill, I'll just say this. I don't know anybody that ever had something bad to say about the gentleman. And just the way he has given to the community that he worked in. He's just an outstanding guy.
No question. Not even a question.
Yeah.
Got a text here. Two old guys arguing about prunes? Yeah. Can we have a quick poll on that, Todd?
Sure.
Prunes. Yeah or no?
Okay.
Just going yeah or no. All right.
How about dates?
Same thing. Dates, prunes,
I just wanted
figs,
you to know,
they're all in that same family.
I hope he's not listening.
Who?
Got a student in my class from Jordan.
Did you bring me an orange
His
juice?
Sister.
Did you bring me an orange juice?
I did not.
Did not? Okay.
You want a first swing?
No, go ahead. You can swing. Sorry, go ahead.
His sister makes dates with chocolate, and he's bringing some Monday, so I'm going to bring them in Tuesday.
Mm.
I don't mind dates.
Me either. I told him not to. He asked me that.
Huh? Figs are good.
Fig Newtons are the worst cookies ever made. Darn tootin', I love Fig Newtons, and they were terrible. Worst cookies ever. Weren't they?
No, I told you that's one of my favorites.
Do you ever have a real fig? Like right off the tree?
No.
I had this guy from Italy. We did a wine tasting thing in my old job, and he grew them in his backyard in Italy. He was a wine dealer.
Yeah.
And really different than you would think. Really different. When you eat them like right off the tree. You wouldn't know that's
like
what you're eating.
Right?
He called it a fig.
No, but...
So it's a fig
same
tree.
Family
Are they the same thing?
Date.
Figs and dates? And then is prune the same thing too? No, a prune is a plum, I think.
Correct.
Yeah.
Prune is a plum.
Prune is a plum. All right.
I would put all three of those in the same family.
And they all suck.
Okay.
Look at the people. 14.
I don't have anything up yet.
Well, happy birthday, Michael Irvin, 59 years old. Gillette. I don't know who Penn Gillette is.
Penn and Teller.
Oh, okay.
70?
I don't know who Marsha Warfield is.
She was Roz on Night Court, the bailiff.
Oh, she's still alive?
She is.
She's only 71?
She is.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure you get... Sure that's not a nine?
No, I'm sure I'm right.
Wow.
No, she was the bigger woman, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not the one that talked like this.
No, they're both dead.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm wrong.
Got it. Yeah. All right. Quick break. Back up.
Up this morning to the sunshine.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Well, the job market may not be as red hot as it once was, but I'll tell you what, if you're pursuing a career in agriculture, there's still plenty of opportunity. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And coming up on March 11th, technical colleges across the state want to focus in on that agriculture opportunity. It's Wisconsin Technical College System Ag Day. And according to Terry Rotz, who's part of the Ag Day celebration, people need to understand the excellent opportunities that agriculture is providing students.
Students, again, you know, they're gravitating towards those short-term technical diplomas and certificates. It's a more affordable way to get the credentials that they need that they can use in the workforce. I think overall in the ag industry, I always tell my students, as long as you have an ag degree, you're probably going to find a job pretty easily. The job market in agriculture is always very strong. Eggs needed every day by everybody, you know, whether it's the food we eat or the clothes we wear.
Terry Rotz, she is with the Wisconsin Technical College System, March 11th, their Ag Day celebration. You can find out more about that celebration and getting involved at mstc.edu. mstc.edu.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust the pros at Steffes Group to get the best return on your investment. Steffes is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales rep near you and discuss your options today. That's steffesgroup.com. S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
And it may not look like it today, but county fair season's just around the corner. The Wisconsin Pork Association helping some young people get involved with swine projects. They've given 50 young people $100 scholarships to help offset the costs of their upcoming 4-H and FFA swine projects. The Youth Pig Project Scholarship Program started in 2003 to encourage young people to become involved in the Wisconsin pork industry. This year, 135 youth submitted applications for consideration. That's a look at food news on a Wednesday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rainfall in the overnight and steady temperatures in the mid and upper 30s. A blustery northeast wind. On Wednesday, snow will develop across the area as temperatures falling into the upper 20s, total accumulation 1 to 2 inches. Right now, it's 37.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod, or try our bone-in seasoned catfish lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the shed.
Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Earl Ingram.
Welcome to Campaign for Lead Free Water with Governor Evers' efforts to address the lead issue. Following that, we will have Dr. Robert Craig join us to talk about Trump's discussion with Congress.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
And Rich LoCascio from Civic Media.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Ahead of President Trump's address to Congress last night, about 500 protesters gathered in Houdini Plaza in Appleton. The protest, organized by the Appleton Area NOW and Fox City's Indivisible, focused on several issues, including potential cuts to Medicaid and public schools and other federal funding cuts. Many attendees also had signs supporting the Ukraine, the LGBTQ plus community, and women's rights. After 14 years, the Greater Green Bay Chamber of Commerce will be looking for a new leader. CEO and President Lori Radke has announced she's stepping down as of August 31st. During her 14 years, Radke steered the chamber through the pandemic, a rebranding effort, developing an economic development strategic plan, and supporting the creation of nonprofits like Wello and Achieve Brown County. Fans who want to attend any of the free events at Titletown for the NFL draft experience or who want to watch the draft activities at Lambeau Field are encouraged to register now and secure their spot for the 2025 NFL draft in Green Bay, April 24th through the 26th. You can register by downloading the NFL OnePass app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Fans can also register online at nfl.com/draft access. All adults who want to attend must register, and each adult can include up to 5 children per entry. The events are free and are on a first-come, first-served basis. See our story at WGBW.fm for more information. The police investigation into the former principal of Xavier High School in Appleton has concluded. You may remember that Mike Mouthy was fired in November after a complaint was received by the Green Bay Diocese Safe Environment Office. Per protocol, school officials forwarded the information to the Appleton police, who say no charges will be filed. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Right.
And don't forget that you can go online right now at WGBW.FM or WISS.FM. Click on the top craft pick and vote for your favorite right now.
Thank you very much. You got a text here. The reason punchkis are commonly made with less popular flavors is because they would use up all the old ingredients that were available before they spoiled. Todd from DePier. Thank you, Todd.
Really?
Yeah. Sarah says, nay on the prunes. The quiz, prunes, yeah, Erno. No, 75, yes, 25. Anything else, Jim?
No. I don't. My mom didn't text in yet, so okay.
I told you why. I told you why there's prunes in them.
My mom texts. Oh my God, she's on Facebook, and she's
your 92-year-old mom.
She is on Facebook. I'm like, I'm not. Yes, I mean, will we have?
Good morning, Mrs. Schmidt.
Right, yes, right.
Yeah. Good morning.
11 brothers and sisters, and I don't know how many grandchildren, 36 great-grandchildren, I mean. And then I don't know how many great-grandchildren, but that's her vehicle.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's in tune.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, 92.
She's Kurt Nick?
Yes, sir.
You think you'll make it to 92?
No.
Hey, that was a little quick.
There's no delay in that answer.
The Social Security things come out, you know, this is how much you get if you retire at this age. You're way too young for that, but you'll start getting those like in 10 years.
What's that?
It's Social Security. They're going to say, look, if you start taking Social Security at 62, you're going to get this much.
I already got those papers. They send you those papers. They
really?
Tell you they tell you how much is in there.
But what they put on now, maybe I just didn't read it, but said if you're 65, the chances of you living to 90 are 1 in 7. If you're 65, the chances of you living to like 80 are 2 in 5. They put that probability on there to help you make a decision. I thought that was weird that they were actually giving you statistics on. I don't remember seeing that, but maybe it was.
Whatever that was. It wasn't a doctor. Whatever I went to the other day because the doctor's on vacation or whatever. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. And I told her a thing about what that lady from the health or life insurance said to me when she did a couple of quick tests, and she goes, okay. I'm done. You got a one. I said, everything okay? She goes, yeah, you got a 1 in 5 chance of having a heart attack, stroke, or dying within 5 years. I got to go. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, those aren't bad odds.
Are they? I don't know.
Well,
so that's 20%. For me, when you're talking about what the percentage they're giving you, is that a good percentage or no?
I don't think that's a good percentage.
Mine?
No, 80% chance you're not going to have a stroke? That's not bad. 80?
I don't know.
Well, if you look at it that way.
Yeah,
well,
it's the same thing.
That is, yeah,
well,
I know. Right. But
it's all on how you, it's a perspective of how you look at it.
But 1 in 5 sounds scary.
Well, yeah.
At that age, well, yeah. Maybe so it's not, but that's actually that's five the same of us thing
in
as you.
Here right now. There's 5 of us in here, so that's one of us is going to get it.
See you, Ryan.
Healthiest guy in the room. Hey, 22 yeah, years
hey,
old.
Hey, yeah. Okay, I know Todd's not old, but he still has some old qualities amongst us.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because we're talking to Ryan. I said, Ryan, I know you're doing, you're tearing into the donuts that Nick brought. Oh, no, I'm allergic to them, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I said, you are to donuts? Yeah, oh, yeah, so. And Todd's like, oh, to be like that.
To be young again.
I said, I'd be 45 pounds less if I was allergic to donuts.
Speaking of the whole stroke and all that other stuff you're talking about, I just seen a meme last night on Facebook. Maybe it's not a meme. Maybe it is a true thing. It says you retire at 62 and the life expectancy is like 73. So you have 11 years to enjoy your life. It's like start enjoying your life now and not the last 11
saw
years
that,
of your life.
And that's kind of true. But the thing is, okay, that's for the guy that's digging ditches that hates his job. If you love your job, it's not like
who
that.
Who loves their job?
I've always loved my job. What? I'm not kidding you.
You like being the mayor and everybody blasted you at city council meetings?
Loved it. I'm telling you, why would I run? I could drop out anytime. People just remember some of the...
You and Guy Zima, you like that?
I didn't like
I will say this. We enjoyed it. It was good TV, you know?
People
it
was good watched,
TV.
Really,
TV.
He had a built-in lead story.
My brother...
And when you're in the newsroom, you love those built-in lead stories.
My brother told me, he goes, neither of you guys would have been reelected without each other.
Good point.
He might be right.
Good point.
Because a lot of people watched our council meetings for the car crash.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They weren't really learning about the new zoning on the east side. I think they cared a little bit about
Why do you think people watched the Daytona 500?
Right.
For the last 5 laps.
Yep.
And that's not even a lie.
Right.
I mean, even the announcers this year, I was really shocked watching it. Because I'm a big Joey Logano fan. So in those kind of races, he always messes up every single time. But anyway, you know, they were saying, okay, folks, we're getting close. You know what we are all expecting to happen.
Yep. And that's the same thing at city council meeting with Guy. I mean, the last 10 minutes.
They were predicting a major crash over the last 4 or 5 laps. Did you see that? I mean, were you listening to that? It was shocking almost. It's like, wow, everybody knows there's going to be a crash.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to stretch the story a little bit, but ticket prices, the NFL are going up. And people like to see hitting and gladiators. And
you like gladiator movies, Johnny? Airplane.
That's not what I. No, but I'm saying people like that. It's weird that people like to see that. You know, even though we say, "Oh,
like
that would be terrible."
Like hockey.
So anyway,
although not nearly as many fights as there used to be in the NHL.
Well,
I mean, the one the other day in the final fourth, or not final four, the whatever, that was the most fights I've seen all year.
Well, that's all scaled. That's all scaled back though.
That's what I mean.
If you look at from 25-30, well, when they changed, was it the red line? When was that? About 25 years ago, they changed the rules of the red line. Everything changed. They did a whole bunch of rule changes then too. But again, you know, you get a. I remember I was working out in Washington D.C., so we went to a Washington Capitals game. This was 20-25 years ago, and the ref got a one timer and shattered his orbital.
Wow!
And everybody was cheering because it was like it was like that crash,
wow.
Like that crash or
it
that
is,
you know.
Wow! Wow!
I
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that's one sport, not to delve into the world of hockey, but when you look back at the NHL at every level, no helmets, no mouth guards, goalies with no masks.
Yeah, and then they smile, there's one
there's
tooth.
There's like a,
one tooth.
It's incredible. Well, even, you know what's funny? The anniversary of the 1980 Olympics, you know, gold medal winning thing. And they had all these pictures of the guys, and it's like those guys have really aged too. If you want to know your mortality, look at those guys. But anyway... And there are pictures of them from back then, and they're celebrating. I don't know if any of them had a full set of teeth. And those were just college guys. They were all missing teeth from that era of hockey.
Right.
What a rough sport that used to be.
Right. Well, football was too. You look at Deacon Jones. Look at Deacon Jones. He had that head slap.
Yeah.
And they didn't even have helmets back. Well, they had helmets, but they weren't helmets.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Well, they're about like that one I got back here. They're suspension helmets. Right. Yeah. Just a plastic shell and canvas and straps.
If anybody knows anything about look at some Deacon Jones highlights.
He was amazing. Forrest Gregg used to talk about him.
Yeah, and he would come up and just hit somebody like right at, like hit him on the side of the head. You know, it was crazy.
My point is they are trying to make it safer with equipment instead of throttling back on the hitting. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not, let's just change the game to flag football. Right. You know, then we're not going to have this violence. Right. People, in a weird way,
it's not even a question.
Like to see that, and that goes back to our city council meetings. For some people, not every, some people are really watching it to learn about it, but a lot of people like my
go on some baseball sites for the most popular things, beanings.
Oh right,
oh yeah,
beanings and guys charging the mound. That's like the most looked at sites. So you're exactly right. I mean, I hate to say it, but it is. I mean, it's going back to the Romans or the Greeks or whomever. Yeah.
Or just turn on the news the day of a city council meeting, and if there was some kind of controversial thing with Guy Zima.
That's what's on.
You knew what time, you knew that you wanted to tune into the city council meeting, the live feed.
But there was a time in TV, I don't know if it was around here as much, but in the bigger cities, there was the thing about, what was it?
If it bleeds, it leads.
That's it.
Yep.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah. We actually, Lisa Hale and I joke about that all the time.
Yeah.
Because we don't do that kind of news here, but yeah.
Yeah. If it bleeds, it leads. You're exactly right. So, I mean, it's just human nature.
Maybe.
For good or bad.
Right now, dash cams and sporting events, like you were saying, John, right, where people go nuts or, you know, the ball bounces off the home plate and hits the guy in the, you know, in the whatever.
Yeah,
in that's the stuff you want to see online.
Coming from a former catcher, that I don't find those funny. Because I'll tell you what, when that happens, you get that short hop right there, and if you're not wearing a cup, it is, because everybody's watching, so you don't want to, like, roll over, like you want to do in a fetal position for about 20 minutes. So you got to fake that and suck it up. That is as painful of a thing as a man.
You were a catcher?
That's why I have fingers like this.
Sally Struthers, also, you got to watch out for her.
Yes, when Sally Struthers knocked me out. You know that story?
You'll have to tell me later.
All right.
Okay, good idea.
It's a true story. It's a true story. Yeah. And I couldn't, and this was in front of a full, like 10,000 people. Hmm. Yeah. Caught me there so bad, it's mind-boggling in a charity softball game. Hmm. I've never been the same.
Yeah. Well, that explains everything, Jim.
Just throwing that out there. So anyway, we're going to talk again about Cheese Curd Nick. We're talking about these things. And Cheese Curd, we might be including you on a little endeavor we're working on, huh, Jim?
Tomorrow, so this NFL draft, it's going to be big. Right there at the city council meeting last night, the guy from the NFL, and I was telling John, we had a little Zoom meeting with him for something else, and they know what they're doing. I wish more information would be shared. Everybody's kind of saying
that. I actually got a phone call from a guy involved. He goes, have you heard? It's like, no, but I said, you're about the seventh person that's asked me, hey, have you heard? Yeah. It's like, but no.
I think some things with the park and rides, where that's going to go, and I think pretty well that it's where people are going to park, right? And I think they're going to be very liberal with parking on front lawns and stuff. So I think people are going to walk, but I think they're going to be, I don't think we need as many park and rides. Anyway, there's a lot of people coming to Green Bay. There just is. And whether it's 275, is it 350, is it 400? I don't know. But there's a lot of people coming to Green Bay. So Johnny and I are working with a company.
Great company.
And they're going to be on tomorrow. Making these short videos. They're not the car crash videos. These are short videos about cool things to do when you're in Green Bay. So we went
unique things that, you know, if somebody's coming from Kansas City.
People have never been here before.
Right. So we made a brandy old fashioned yesterday. Oh, John drank them. But there's a sweet sour brandy whiskey, brandy press.
The history of it.
The history.
There's a great history.
It's from Prohibition. That's how it got its name. Because it was an old fashioned, because it tasted like the old fashioned when there was Prohibition. And
And the booze was
the
illegal
tart
booze.
Yeah, and then garnishing with olives and cherries. And I put the olive and the cherry on the same stick. Well, you think I put arsenic in the drink? You guys, they had a meltdown.
I said, don't be mixing my olives with my cherries.
So anyway, that was kind of funny too. Mm. Anyway, so that's just a short video.
We're going to have some of it tomorrow, I believe.
And we can do that. And it's going to be fun to go around.
But we're thinking fried cheese curd might be a good topic.
And I would like to go to that Black Otter, which I like, and order that 65-ounce Fred Flintstone steak, you know, that they...
Yeah.
I think that would be a cool...
See if you can eat it?
No, just...
I tried it.
You got to try to eat it.
I tried it.
Todd?
Yeah.
He's got to eat it.
I would say he's got to try.
He's got to try it.
It took me 3 days.
Right.
She's Kurt Nick in the house. Mine of the mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillman Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WISS.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size land speeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor. I love these guys. Remember I told you that? Supertramp?
Supertramp.
Oh, yeah.
This is on, I tell you what, when I was running, this
did
stuff
you
makes
go
me...
to their concert?
No, I
Breakfast was... Breakfast in America.
I
Why did you miss it? You talked about that all excited.
You and I were going to go. And
why didn't we go?
And Matt gave us tickets. You know that he was said he's going to. I don't know if he gave them to us. But he said he'd set them aside. I don't know if that means we had to pay for them or not. But anyway, I didn't go. Absolutely love that
Supertramp.
Music.
Yeah, yeah.
So March 22nd, Supertramp tribute. That band is going to be in Oshkosh, and you're going to be out of town, aren't you?
I am. I
where are they
going
to be? To
at the Grand in Oshkosh.
Whoa. That will be a cool
Okay, you guys
setting.
Gotta go. Anybody who, and my brother will be there. We just used to listen to that all the time, and that becomes your kind of workout music. That's just all, every
That's
song
your
is,
workout music?
Yes.
Todd, can you back this up here? Just be careful. There's some people back here. Just make sure they, there we go. Coming back, folks. Just back up a little bit. Just get to the side.
So
just,
I want
please.
You to, I want Thank you to you. Listen to this and Thank think you. Of Jim working out to it.
He's really
hey,
loud.
Hey, no, hey, 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 hey. 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 Yeah.
All right.
Jim,
you guys
hey. Hey, Jim. Jim's at the gym. Jim's at the
I wasn't,
gym.
That's Richard Simmons. John.
Are you done?
Jeez.
Hey, Josh.
That was a good workout.
Hey, he's pounding to yeah. Super oh, Tramp. Right. Yeah. Super Tramp doing some bench. Mm-hmm. Throw another 20 pounds on.
love Super. Okay. All right.
I fit in the bird. Wow. Super.
I do. I just. Yeah. Okay, all right.
My next tattoo. I loved working out to Supertramp.
Actually, a great tattoo would be their album cover where the waitress is holding. It
Breakfast,
looks like the
Breakfast in America.
Yeah,
in America.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Would be a good tattoo.
That would be cool.
Jim, if we paid for it,
we
get one.
We, Todd, we, no. What major prizes
Thank
do we
you,
have
though.
Here?
What?
I'm a little light on prizes right now.
We'll get a free order of cheese curds.
Best tattoos for you. For to work, like to show when you're at the gym, best tattoo, you know, to
will,
show
will
off.
Will you throw people order like, cheese curds?
People,
I will.
He might give the prize.
People love showing off their
they
tats
do.
At the gym.
They do,
big
at
type.
The gym. Oh,
at
yeah.
Big time.
So I'd have to wear that
yep.
shirt that cut yep. off. Yeah, I'd do yep. that. Okay.
What would Jim's bad ash tattoo be to work out in the gym?
Yeah.
And what do you get? What do you give him, Nick?
I'll give him a order of cheese curds and then a new brat that's coming out for the draft that we're going to have.
You
we're
got a new brat coming out?
Yep.
Oh, Pelicans.
We're going to be calling it the Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's going to have beer, cheese, and caramelized onions in it.
In the brat.
In the brat.
So you slice it and then, what do you mean?
Who's going, oh,
Ty? I love that. That sounds really good.
So I'll probably...
I mean, is that built into the brat from them?
Yes. Okay. So probably the next time I come in, I'll see if we'll have them, and then I'll bring some in.
Tell me about that.
What did our buddy Cody, he was doing the thing a couple of weeks ago behind the Meijer.
Yes.
But he put stuff like, but he sliced his or something, or cream cheese?
Yeah, he slices them.
They weren't built in, but that's what I thought you were thinking.
No, these are in the brat.
Okay, first of all, they take up a little bit of room, right? I mean, are the brats larger, or are they less?
Well, they're
going to
be
a
third-pound brat, yeah.
And wow, I want to try that. It's going
to
heat up.
Milton is starting to be a very popular theme.
Now, that I might do, though. I mean,
you know what I had one time that I really liked? And I don't know if it's a not. Actually, maybe. Well, maybe this might be
one. We're going
a
down a rabbit hole here, I think.
No. Sheboygan, where they've got those double buns, those double brat buns.
Yeah, they're just called Sheboygans.
Sheboygans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what's made. There, right outside of—is that Johnsonville? Yeah, that is Johnsonville. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah,
but Johnsonville's terrible. You
careful.
There, we might be doing a thing there.
All right, I'll be quiet.
No, that place. No, that.
I know who's in the lead.
What, you guys are laughing at me?
Yeah, we're laughing at one of the texts.
Look at the text.
For your tattoo.
Well, at least in the locker room, they'll see it.
Yeah.
Liberace on his ash.
On his buttocks.
Okay. Back to brats.
Back to brats.
Are you guys getting together on... Do you have a... I got to refocus this.
No, I think I get one more bell.
That was pretty funny. Do you have a Facebook thing on what we're going to do for the draft? Is there a network behind the scenes that's going on?
There's nothing that I know of. Obviously, I'm going to be at Stadium View. I know Stadium View is going to be launching their concert lineup, I think, in 2 days. Basically, you know, all the bands that they're going to have there.
I know the glam band's one of them, which is pretty awesome. Yep. Just think of the exposure they're going to get. I mean, because there's going to be 100% chance there's going to be someone there from every team, right? I mean, so you look at the teams. New York to San Diego, Seattle to Miami.
Have they released anything on the main stage, like in between the things?
But that's going to be, they're going to spend some money on that.
Here's the thing, and I don't know if I touched on this before when we've talked about the draft when I've been in here before, but the NFL has the NFL doesn't want to take away from what's going on in the present time to talk about something in the future time. And in other words, what I'm saying is they're not going to talk about the draft during the season. They're not going to talk about the draft in the playoffs. They're not going to talk about the draft
during the Super Bowl.
During the Super Bowl or the combine. They have their schedule of events. Mm-hmm. So now that the combine is over, now you're going to start seeing more, like daily to every other day, you're going to start seeing this is what's happening. This is what's happening. That's what's happening.
Yeah, we've talked about this, Jim. Nobody does a better job of scheduling away so they, you know, like we're talking about, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. Whereas in sports, you know what I mean?
As soon as the clicks start, they space their stuff out.
And it's a year-round gig for the NFL.
So now that the combine's done.
No,
the combine was who's the fastest 40-yard run and all.
Yeah.
So now once those clicks start dropping, then they start.
No, and I think last night was a good example. They came to the city council meeting, the guy from, and said, look, this is what we've got so far. So it's going to really pick up the pace in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, within the next 2 weeks, you're going to have pretty much everything about the draft known.
All right. She's Kurt Nick in the house. We're also going to talk to a good friend down the road here. Invest in Veterans Week. And we've got a great guest coming up at 8:30, Tony Giese, Heritage Auctions. Back after this. When it's over, so let's say.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Maggie Dawn.
At 3 p.m. for Broad Appeal, we talk to Wisconsin Senator Dianne Hesselbein about her billionaire overlord and Trump's plan to gut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Let's all travel back to a fancier time and head to the Fox Valley Veterans Council's Veterans Prohibition Ball on March 7th. Venue 404 will be transformed into a swanky speakeasy complete with live jazz, dancing, casino games, and comedian James P. Connolly, who will be there. Don't forget to grab the giggle water. And if you're a veteran who's 21 or older and lives in the area, you can get into a drawing for free tickets. Head to WISS.FM, check it out, because this is going to be the bee's knees.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's congressional address met with rousing applause on the Republican side and stony silence or cries of lies on the Democratic side. ABC's Karen Travers with more from Washington.
The only thing that came close to a bipartisan moment was applause for the family of Corey Comprator, who was killed at the president's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania last summer. That was it. It was the only thing that got many Democrats on their feet. Certainly was not policy comments from the president throughout this speech.
The president vowing to continue a swift campaign to reshape the federal government and to radically reform longstanding policies on the economy, immigration, and foreign policy. The IRS is the latest government agency drafting up plans to cut its workforce roughly in half. Israel has once again cut off food, medicine, and other supplies to Gaza. Now that the first phase of the ceasefire has ended, Israel so far delaying moving in to phase two. This is ABC News.